Patterns of Presence, Advent, Day 18. Luke chapter 2, verses 16 to 18 and verse 20. So the shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The shepherds are the first ever evangelists. They are the first people to ever run with the message of the gospel. Mary was the first human being to be told about Jesus. She carried the message of who he was and what he would do within her. But even when she went to Elizabeth's house, Luke tells us that as soon as she walked through the door and greeted Elizabeth, the Holy Spirit came upon Elizabeth and she began to prophesy and to confirm what God had spoken to Mary through the angel. So the shepherds then are quite unique in the role that they play in the Christmas story, because they are the first people to ever broadcast Jesus to the wider world. Up until this point, it was just individuals who are recorded as knowing what was going on. Mary, Joseph, Elizabeth, and by default, Zechariah. But in this moment in Luke's gospel, the inner circle grows. The news of Jesus is told to a group of people, not to an individual, but to a group of individuals together. They then begin to tell other people about Jesus, and the word is described as beginning to spread. What they received, they now share. They'd been told about Jesus. They were told to look into it, to explore, to discover, to experience it for themselves, and they did. And now they are telling everyone they can find. They are, in a sense, merely embodying and reflecting what they've been on the receiving end of. If you think about it, the message of Jesus came to them with angels described as praising and glorifying God. The shepherds in turn share the message of Jesus and are equally described as doing so, praising and glorifying God along the way. These guys are mirroring the ministry of the angels. And as they do so, they are part of advancing the kingdom upon the earth by announcing to everyone that salvation has come. The news of Jesus as the Saviour of the world was first announced by a group of people who had heard about Jesus, looked into Jesus, found what was said about Jesus to be true, and then began to tell everyone that they could find all about Jesus. The revelation of Jesus is not intended to be contained. What we experience is what we are to express. When we encounter Jesus and the power of his salvation, it is our duty and responsibility to share his power and reality with those around us. The shepherds model this personal evangelism model so brilliantly for us, and they are a foreshadow of what is to come. 3 decades on from that point, Jesus will step from obscurity into the spotlight. Suddenly and randomly, he will appear on the horizon of people's lives and will call together a group of people, a group of ordinary, everyday, working class people, who will then begin to journey with him to discover that he is who he says he is. And at that point, they will then be commissioned to tell the whole world what they have discovered personally to be true. In this moment, the disciples, much like the shepherds, will be released to carry something that they have supernaturally experienced firsthand and to evangelize the world with its truth. And today, thousands of years later, you and I are sitting together in this podcast because a group of individuals refused to contain what they had discovered. How then can we be silent? Dial in a bit further, because the message of the shepherds was not merely about what they had seen. but they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. The message of the angels carried all the elements of the prophetic. It announced what God was doing and also what he was going to do. Their message announced that Jesus had been born and where to find him, but also announced that he was the Messiah, the Saviour, the Christ, the Lord. The shepherds, in relaying this message, were therefore themselves prophetic, as they called out and spoke what they had heard from heaven. They called out and spoke what God was doing and what he was going to do. And these prophetic evangelists, well, they turned Bethlehem upside down with their heavenly message. And their story was this. Luke says that the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they'd heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. For the shepherds, they found that in Jesus, the word of God that was spoken to them, well, that word had its fulfillment. They'd been promised that a baby was born who was Christ the Lord, and that the sign would be that they would find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. So when they found a baby wrapped up in cloths and lying in a manger, they found that which they had been promised. For them, the promise of God was met in Christ. And this is yet a further powerful picture of Jesus, because the Bible tells us that in Christ, all the promises of God are yes and amen. He came to fulfill the law and prophets. He brought the word to life and the truths of the scripture to pass, because he is the word become flesh who made his dwelling amongst us. And when we put our faith and trust in him, we find that the word of God comes to life in us. And we find that the word finds all of its fulfillment in him and through him. Today, pause. Reflect upon the lives of these shepherds. We don't really give them the credit that they're due. In these shepherds, we see the foreshadowing of you and I. These were the first ordinary people to be told the gospel, the first individuals invited to come and see, to seek and find, the first ones to run with the gospel and share its truth powerfully and prophetically, announcing to everyone that the kingdom of God was on earth. And we are alive in Christ today because of those who have been the shepherds in our lives and within our family line. Why don't you mirror what you have discovered? Why don't you reflect the revelation of Christ in your today? Why don't you embody the lifestyle of the shepherd and tell the world around you what you have heard and seen? Pause. Ask God to open up the opportunity for you to share the hope that you carry and the truth that you have found, that all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ.
And line by line it was written, hope in every sentence. He was good start to finish. Yes, he was. The words that usher his presence and tell of the glories of heaven. The earth that still shakes at the mention. Yes, it does. I got good news for the broken, for the hurting. He came for you. In your hoping, in your searching, one thing remains true. Jesus is still our good news. Freeing each soul that was bound up, loving the one who was unloved. Giving mercy to sinners, and he still does. His love is as vast as an ocean. He cares for the poor and the orphan. The healer is up for the one, and he still does. I got good news. for the broken, for the hurting.